Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 6th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're welcoming into the studio our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Laura, good to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time. I want to get into some fun things that you guys are doing at your Midland Library and some other great stuff that you have going on this summer. But if you don't mind, I'd like to start off with a new position that you're looking for and a new hire we're going to have.
Yeah, absolutely. So it takes a lot to make these youth programs happen. And we've talked before that 4-H is a whole lot more than just the work that we do in community clubs. We do a lot, and actually we'll be talking today about some of those outreach programs. And we used to have Jasmine Carbajal, an absolutely wonderful staff person in our office. And she's now with Extension down in Dane County. So just yesterday, we got approval from the SEED committee of the county board to rehire her position. So if you're interested in working for Extension, specifically youth, positive youth development programs, and actually the position that we're going to be hiring for, we're really looking for a bilingual, a fluent Spanish speaker, because Jasmine had some fantastic success in programming there, and we'd really like to continue that program and possibly expand it down here to Nacusa and Wisconsin Rapids. So keep an eye out if it's something that you might be interested in and you want to give me a direct contact to learn more. I would be so happy to talk with you about that.
I know of at least two people, actually. And I didn't think about it until you actually started talking about it. Like, oh, I know at least one person specifically that might be a good fit. And I know many of our listeners out there might. So we encourage you. We'll get you the information on how to reach out to Laura before we wrap up today. But that's exciting.
I do
want to take a moment to shout out Jasmine. Wonderful. I know that I enjoyed working with her every once in a while. I can't imagine how much fun you guys had and the kids had. We appreciated the work that she did.
Me too. And, you know, I have to say right now is a great time. I reached out to staff that she was working with in Marshfield Public Schools. Just I wanted to be able to talk about the impact that she had from a school perspective. It was really critically important work, and the impact that she was able to have on students, the programs that she was doing in those schools, helping those first language Spanish speakers feel more comfortable so that they could succeed in school. Wow.
It's remarkable to me, not so much how much 4-H has changed, how much it's evolved since you and I were in school to now. It was always an amazing, amazing program. And I used to always look at it longingly, like I didn't think I belonged because I was a city kid and all this stuff. And we've talked about that. But where they have gone with incorporating more tech and incorporating more kids and more options and more things for kids to do and get into. And then there's the other level of it, of the bilingual. And reaching out to that. It's something that I know I'm not alone in. We notice, we appreciate about 4-H, and it's part of the reason why we want to support 4-H and help you guys do great work over there and find good people.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you found a new good person, too, coming up here, or going to be.
Well, so we're looking for that new person, right? We got so lucky with Jasmine, and we know that there is a fantastic person waiting in the wings, ready to join us to help with that. And we do have another position available for somebody. Maybe you're not bilingual, but you really want to help work with young people in the communities or maybe with 4-H clubs. We're going to be bringing on another AmeriCorps member this fall. So we have had Melina here doing some great programs, but we're going to be bringing somebody new in this fall. So
that's exciting.
AmeriCorps is a really cool program. If you're interested in working directly with youth, give me a call again. I'd love to chat with you about that program.
One of the things that, one of the reasons why we love supporting the 4-H is some of the great programs you guys do, and you do such a great job of not only getting these kids out there, having some fun, getting some nature in, enjoying themselves just between us adults, learning a bit and everything, but don't tell them that. And of course, incorporating some local businesses and some local nonprofits themselves and working with our libraries, which we love any opportunity to shout out our libraries. You got something cool going on with aerodynamics that I want to get into, Laura.
You bet. So I'm just going to say McMillan Library, Nacusa Libraries, what gems in the community. You know, one of the things I want to highlight is programs at our public libraries are open to everybody. and they're always free. Mm-hmm. So what a cool opportunity. So yes, I'm coming from 4-H, but no, I am not talking to 4-H members out there alone. 4-H members would be welcome, but absolutely anybody. So we've got a series coming up that I'm super excited about. It's an aerodynamics program. This one is going to be for kids age 10 and up. Hmm. We're going to be using some sharp knives. We're going to be using hot glue guns because we're going to be building both balsa wood gliders and these super cool foam core gliders with a 2-foot wingspan that we can open up and pack things into for all kinds of testing. But it's not just about the building of the glider. It's about learning how is it that we can have these ginormous machines that literally weigh tons of pounds. How can they get up off the ground and stay up there and move? So in building these things, really hands-on and fun, we're going to be learning about the forces of flight. Oh, so cool. It's going to be a wonderful program. I've done this before for 4-H'ers, and I had to charge. I had to charge $25 per kid to be able to, because the kids are going to be taking these gliders home.
Yeah,
they are
yeah.
theirs. But through our partnership with the library, it's absolutely free.
Wow.
And because it is in partnership with the library, registration is going to be through the library.
Mm-hmm.
Space is limited, so we can make sure everybody is safe with the equipment that they're using. And I just talked with Carrie this morning at the library. Registration should be up by this weekend, by Saturday. And what you're going to do is if you're interested in signing up, you'll go to McMillan Memorial Library's website. They've got a tab for events. And then look for these dates, July 10, July 17, July 24, and July 31.
Hmm.
You'll select on one of those, and that's how you'll be able to register.
I think a lot of us remember making paper airplanes mm-hmm. as kids and stuff. This is a whole other level of that. In so many cool ways. I remember, I was fortunate growing up. My uncle was an architect, and not working with him, but I felt like it because I went with him to work sometimes and everything. So for me, when I would look at these skyscrapers as a kid in Chicago, I didn't just see them. I saw the building of them, the people that made them happen, the construction workers, all this stuff. And to this day, I can't look at them and not see that. And I've always had a love of architecture from this. I have many friends of mine who had family members that worked at O'Hare.
Cool.
And have gone on to have a love of aerodynamics and some of these things, not maybe even going into that field, mm-hmm. but just a respect and love for it. So that alone is a kind of cool thing that may be, you know, interesting to kids and certainly get them going. But then there's something that you and I always come back to, that mm-hmm. spark.
Yeah.
If this creates a spark in one of their brains, who knows where they go with that? Just from a fun class like this.
Absolutely. And that's just what it's all about, right? Like, I might not have the skills to be able to teach my kids all of these things, but there are people out in the community offering mm-hmm. programs, so I can sign them up and we'll see where it goes. And, you know, there's no fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might catch that spark, and there will always be some other program that some other person puts on, or we can learn together with our kids, which is a really fun and exciting thing to do, too.
It's a great point to mention.
Yeah, and by the way, we might just have to build some paper airplanes with this one, too, because as you talk about memories with your family, when I was growing up, my grandparents had a sunken living room, and we would go over to my grandparents' house, and my dad would always fold paper airplanes. So I didn't know the language of the time. But he would start his basic airplane fold, mm-hmm. and then he would start asking us questions. Do you want a pointy nose or a blunt nose? Do you want bent wings or do you want flat wings? Do you think the wings should bend up or bend down? That was all the introduction of engineering to me. Yeah. And then we could fly that paper airplane, see how it flew, and then we would take it back to my dad. Well, what do you think we should do? How should we change it? So that's a really easy mm-hmm. introduction, and it's tons of fun. So
yes.
long as nobody at the library gets too mad at us for throwing paper airplanes around.
It's one of the few times it might be okay.
You bet.
And shout out to your dad. That was an awesome move by him. Very smart. I appreciate you mentioning that and sharing that. This is not all of these things are great. It's also just a lot of fun,
mm-hmm.
something to do with the kids, too. And there's no bad reason to be checking this out and being a part of it. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it on our morning shows as well. And make sure that when these registration dates open up, people know about them.
Excellent. The one piece we are asking is that if you register for this one, you're committing to all 4 days because this really is a skill building, one on top of the next. And that big glider is going to take us multiple sessions to finish and build. So it's not something that you can come in late and be able to catch up and be on top of. Yeah. So.
And again, that actually, I think, has an advantage to it of some consistency for the kids, the routine, and which we can always use a little bit of it during the summer, where, once we try to get them in the fall back to school and on a schedule, that could be rough. Having a little bit of like routine here and there in summer can be fun and actually help you going forward.
You bet. And another real great benefit of this repeated thing is that we'll be pulling kids from different schools and we'll be pulling kids from homeschool and all of that kind of stuff. If they're just in the space together one time, they're strangers. But as they come repeatedly, we already know they are young people with a common interest. Friendships can build in a situation like this where we have the repeated interactions. And because it's a 4-H program educator leading it, you know there's going to be activities that we're doing besides the specific airplane stuff.
Right.
Where we're going to be working to help those young people get to know one another and get comfortable with one another and let those friendships blossom.
We're speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. And Laura, we love McMillan. We love our local libraries. And you guys are going to be visiting another one coming up in July, the Lester Library in Nakusa.
You bet. So reaching out to libraries in the summer, what a great thing, because families are already visiting them as part of the summer reading programs. And so I just reached out and I said, is there something that we can do? Something extra, something that your young people are looking for. And I just kind of laughed. Yes. We had a sixth grader ask about Rube Goldberg machines. We're not sure about how to make Rube Goldberg machines. Is that something that you could lead them through? And what fun.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with what a Rube Goldberg machine is, it's a really complicated, distorted, and wacky kind of machine. We give the young people a challenge. Okay, and maybe that challenge is to sprinkle some salt on your food, or maybe it's squirt some toothpaste onto a toothbrush, something like that. And then we just give them this random bunch of materials, and they have to figure out how they can put these different materials together to accomplish the task. So that is the challenge. That is the program we're going to be doing at Nakusa.
What a fun one. Now, there are I would think, just off the top of my head, there are at least 50 different like little life lessons kids are going to learn through this and be able to pick up on everything from teamwork to problem solving to incorporating your creativity in the work field and that. So many different things that have benefited me and many, I'm sure even you, Laura, as an adult and as a professional and everything. But this is also just another one of those ones where you guys are so good at this. They're going to learn some stuff. They're going to figure some of those things out. They're going to have a blast with this.
Yep.
I mean, you're basically putting a mess in front of kids and saying, play with it. Like that seems like a pretty fun thing to a kid. It seems fun to me.
Play with it and you can do it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And no, there is not a step-by-step instruction on how to do it. We are pulling their creative brains like to the forefront. There's no grade at the end. There's no test at the end. So we don't have to worry about like that. What is the right lesson? Nobody needs to be intimidated. And you know what? If they test it out and it doesn't work, they can tear it apart and rebuild. It's kind of like Legos.
Yes. Right? That's the first thing I thought of was Legos.
If something doesn't work, take it apart and try again. And that's what this is. And again, who do I think is going to come to this? I think young people who are kind of intrigued at that thought of like that challenge, or maybe they love building things, or, maybe they're those future architects, you just never know. But again, the kids who come are going to have something in common. So they'll be able to meet other young people. They'll be able to get these challenges. And by the way, I am not releasing the challenge anytime in advance. So for the record, if you're thinking you're going to try and figure out now how to sprinkle that salt shaker or how you're going to squeeze that toothpaste tube, you're out of luck because those will not be the
Smart.
Challenges.
Well done. Well done. That's going to be so much fun. But again, I would be remiss if I wasn't also mentioning that I think that it's so cool to have these these little life lessons for kids to learn and build on as well. We as adults have certain things that I believe are our responsibility, mm-hmm. and one of them is building up our youth. Mm-hmm. And these opportunities, they may not seem like they come around very often, but they are scattered throughout our everyday lives.
Yep.
Some of them are you know, just simple things that you do when you come across a stranger and a stranger or something, and some of them are things like this, where you get your kids involved in this stuff, and there is no... there is no negative to this. There right. is nothing but positives to an event mm-hmm. like this, and fun, and a chance to check out our local libraries as well.
Yeah.
There's, again, and this is just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other things that are going to be advantages to your kids and to your family taking part in this stuff.
Absolutely, 100%. One thing I want to say about the NACUSA program is there is no registration required.
Mm.
You know, this is just going to be, I think it's at 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, July 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Just come on down.
Yeah.
And, you know, if parents or grandparents or guardians, whoever is with the kids, want to be there and watch what's going on, great. If they want to hang out in the library or, you know, read to the younger kids or whatever else, that's great too. This one isn't going to have the sharp objects and the hot glue guns or anything like that. So if you're able to stay and, you know, that's great. If you have other things you need to do, that's absolutely okay too.
Mm-hmm. Laura, I want to take some time to, well, first I want to remind everybody that you guys have some events coming up in the Marshfield area.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll have you on before then. So we'll talk about those, but we say a shout out to Marshfield. Want to say a shout out to Wood and Marathon County 4-H with their outdoor adventure camp.
Yeah,
you've been really busy with this.
This is one that we just introduced a couple of years ago. And we found that some parents were really kind of nervous about sending their kids away for mm-hmm. overnight camp. Overnight camp, by the way, I leave on Sunday. So that is right around the corner here.
Oh, wow.
But we know that kids want to like dive into the skills mm-hmm. that we do at camp. So we've got something local. We're going to have a day camp that features so many of our favorite things about camp. It's going to be at Wood County's Dexter Park in Dexterville. We'll do canoeing. We'll do fishing. We'll do archery. We'll do fire building. We'll do campfire cooking and all of these sorts of things. And yet again, you don't have to be a member of 4-H to participate in these. That's going to be Thursday, July 18th, and registration is already open right now. We're going to close registration on July 1st so that we can, you know, get all of our wheels. No, what? All of our ducks aligned.
All your ducks in
a
row.
Gosh, yeah, my brain is just
any
scrambling.
Metaphor works there.
You bet.
Yeah, you know, it all fits. It all fits. And it's a really fun opportunity for these kids and for these parents, as you said, to let them do this without, you know, so like a little bit like your kids' first sleepover. Over being across mm-hmm. the street, it's kind of like that a little bit. What about the ages for this is for, Laura?
Yeah, so this one we're kind of looking at about age 10 and up, kind of like that McMillan Library program. And the reason, well, this one's because of the fire. They're honest to Pete, gonna learn how to make a campfire with one match.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you, if you can never get your charcoal grill started, if you can't get your own campfire started, send your kids to Outdoor Adventure Camp, and you will never have to worry about your charcoal grill or your campfire again.
I mean, that alone, my dad would be signing me up if he could. Like, yeah, there's a plenty of people that are going to sign up for that. We also want to make sure that the parents know they are welcome to this.
Absolutely. So the activities that we're doing here are really family-friendly activities. Personally, when I was growing up, my family didn't do any of this kind of stuff. I got my introduction to all of these things that have become lifelong passions of mine through participating in Girl Scouts. I wasn't a 4-H'er as a kid. I was a Girl Scout. And so I feel like I missed out not being able to do that with my own family. I'm happy to do it with my family now, with my own children. But I think it's really important for us to kind of open this opportunity up, not only to the kids, but maybe the parents too, because maybe you'll see that this is something you would love to pursue as a family.
This is one of the ones you and I are very similar on. I also grew up in a very similar way. It wasn't until my sister was a little older that my mom started getting her involved in brownies and doing some of that with that. I wasn't privy to those kind of things. So for me, if my kids were in that age range and I was doing this, I'm darn sure going with them. Like, I want to experience this. I've never been camping. I want to experience that. And here's a great opportunity to do that together.
Absolutely.
Like, that's pretty cool.
And I also always think it's really cool for parents to take a step back and watch their young people engage with their peers and just see how much they really are capable of. Sometimes it's hard for us to make that transition from pouring the gallon of milk for our children to allowing them to grab that gallon of milk and pour it on their own. Well, watch what they can do when you step back and you watch them start that one match fire.
Yeah, it's even hard when they're in their 20s. It's still hard. And that's a great opportunity. And again, you can register right now.
Yep.
I was testing this out this morning. We could give people the address, but I would say, if you type into your search bar Wooden Marathon County 4-H Outdoor Adventure Camp, something along those lines, you are definitely going to find it. You can also find out more at 4h.extension.wisc.edu, 4h.extension.wisc.edu. Laura, if people want to call and find out more about some of the other things we've talked about, how can they reach you?
So my phone number is 715-421-8439. But as I mentioned earlier, you know, summer camp is just a couple of days away here, so I'll be gone for several days.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and reach me by email, too. My email address is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, dot Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, that's W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U. And we also have Wendy in the office, so if calling is the most convenient thing to do, go ahead and give a call, even if you know I'm not in the office, and Wendy will definitely be able to help you too.
And that email address, I mean that web address again, is a 4h.extension.wisc.edu. Laura, always love talking with you. We'll talk about these events as we get closer to them on our morning shows. Make sure you guys have a good turnout, and we'll have you join us real soon.
Great. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you for the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.